This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released 109 high-yielding climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties at Indian Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. The 109 varieties of 61 crops include 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. It will help in increasing farmers' income, enhance production and reduce costs. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also interacted with the farmers and scientists. Discussing the importance of this new crop varieties, Mr. Modi stressed on the significance of value addition in agriculture. The farmers said that these new varieties will be highly beneficial as they will help reduce the expenditure and also have a positive impact on the environment. Mr. Modi also lauded the scientists for the development of these new crop varieties. Later addressing media, Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the seeds of these crops are climate friendly and can yield good crop even in adverse weather. He also informed that these varieties are rich in nutrition. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that the cooperation between India and Maldives has moved beyond the traditional role as Maldives is a key partner in the Indian Ocean region. Inaugurating the Addu Reclamation Project and the Addu Shore Protection Project in Maldives, Dr. Jayashankar said development cooperation between the two countries is aimed at touching all facets of people's lives in Maldives and to find ways of bringing tangible benefits to them. He said India has partnered with the government of Maldives on the Addu Reclamation and Shore Protection Project to find a sustainable way to develop Addu as a regional hub. Dr. Jayashankar said this ambitious program of $80 million involves reclamation for tourism development purposes as well as for the overall economic development of Addu. President Draupadi Murmu has returned to New Delhi this evening after concluding a three-nation state visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Apart from strengthening the bilateral relations, MOUs and bilateral agreements on key aspects were signed during the visit. The special engagement and connect with the Indian diaspora was a key aspect of this visit. Bangladesh's interim government head Mohammed Yunus has condemned the attacks on minority communities in the violence-hit nation, calling them as heinous. As per the media reports, Mr. Yunus, a Nobel laureate, also urged the students who are at the forefront of the protest to protect all Hindu, Christian and Buddhist families from harm. The United Nations also condemned the attacks on minorities in Bangladesh. Meanwhile, Indian-American lawmakers in a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken have called for congressional hearings on attacks on Hindus and other minority groups in Bangladesh. Yesterday, thousands of minority Hindu community members staged massive protests in Bangladesh capital Dhaka and in Chattogram for the second consecutive day. They were demanding protection amid nationwide vandalism and attacks on their homes, businesses and temples. In Jammu and Kashmir, two army soldiers made the supreme sacrifice for the nation during an encounter between terrorist and security forces in Kokarnag area of Anantnag district yesterday. Two civilians were also injured in the crossfire. The encounter was underway when reports last came in. Further details are awaited. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed sadness at the loss of brave and fearless Indian Army soldiers in Anantnag. Mr. Singh expressed his condolences to the bereaved families and said that the nation stands firmly with them in this hour of grief. The Indian Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. The IMD predicted heavy rainfall over the east, northeast and northwest regions of the country during the next 5 days. After nearly 3 weeks of thrilling sports action, the Paris Olympics 2024 will conclude tonight with a grand closing ceremony at the iconic Stade de France Stadium. The ceremony is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. Nearly 80,000 spectators will be witnessing the event, which will also feature the ceremonial extinguishing of the Olympic flame and the transfer of the Olympic flag. And that is the end of this news bulletin.